God has been in this place. He is providing food for us. But let me tell you, we've been talking about a lot of different things. But I want the double portion. I want the double portion. Oh, he has given it to us. I heard those words, double portion. And I heard, I am an heir of God, but I am a joint heir. If so be that I suffer with Christ. Do you want a double portion? Elijah wanted it. How many of the ministers have said it by the power of the Holy Ghost? A double portion. What does that mean to you? I'm going to show you a new meaning to my heart. Because in Romans 1, and don't turn there, but unless you want. Romans 1, because I have to hurry. Romans chapter 1. It is the power of God unto salvation. Are you happy that Jesus came and he made a way when there seemed to be no way? Come into your garden, Lord. Come into your garden. Oh, he's been planting some seed. Oh, he planted the first seed of redemption. Oh, and a lot of people, what did they do? They didn't allow him. They're not allowing and submitting and letting him plant more of the word of God, more of that seed, not a lot of anything else, but just plant the word of God in me, Lord, because as much as in me is, I'm ready to do what? Preach about me and what I do. I'm going to tell you, faith is the victory. But Romans 1, it began by Paul's message. I am so thankful for Paul's message. Oh, it's be born again. You must be saved. But he showed you the way of salvation. All the other ways are done. And then he showed you the corruption of the old man. He showed you the corruption of the Christian who is just carnal, just the religious man. My grandson asked me, he said, Grandma, how do you know you got the right religion? Let me tell you, I don't have religion. I have a man whose name is Jesus. And that's who we came to hear about. That's who we're supposed to talk about. That's who we're supposed to glorify. I am praising the name of Jesus. And in Romans 3 or 4, I think it's 4. Romans 4, he didn't stagger at the promises of God. Go on to Romans 5. Let's plant some seed here. He has a beautiful garden. He wants you to have a fragrance. When those north winds, have you ever had them? Oh, how did he know I was at a breaking point? How did he know? The Lord knew. But he has been faithful. Plant another seed. Oh, tribulation. Tribulation worketh patience. Patience, hope. Hope, we're going to have experience. Let me tell you, when you go through Romans 5, you're going to see the 5 much mores. 5 much mores. And then you get to preach to others if you know the truth. You see, be led of the Spirit. You shall know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. It's going to make you what you want to be. But you got to know what he did. Who am I? I am by the grace of God. Paul had to learn these things. He already tried his way. He was struck down on the road to Damascus. Then what happened? Romans 6, we died with him. We were buried with him. We came up in the newness of life. Did you come up in the newness of life? Amen. Amen. Well, you know what that means? The Son of God, when he raised up in resurrection, it was the proof that he was the Son of the living God. Your life, if you're walking in the resurrection, is a proof you are a son of God. You are going to see a manifestation of the Son's in glory. Romans chapter 7. You know, I was a little down on myself too. But oh, but God. Oh, but God, and that's what it's been about the whole time. The old flesh was listening. The old enemy was coming in. And let me tell you, my daughter told me this, and I'm sharing it with you because I know it came from God. Bridle up, saints. Bridle up. It's time to bridle up. It's time to go race. Get this race going. Bridle up, saints. And as I heard that, I heard more of I died with him. I was buried with him. I came up in a new life now. I walk with him. I worship him because he died. I worship because he made the way. I worship him because I know that his grace is sufficient. In Romans chapter 5, he's going to take you through. He's going to keep taking you. Romans chapter 7, Paul was a preacher. He had little problems too. He had struggles between those two creations. He had those two creations warring within himself. But I thank God through Christ Jesus, my Lord. I thank God through Christ Jesus, my Lord, who giveth me the victory. And then we went into Romans. You see, when you begin to go out and you're sharing this life with people, I'm a new creation. What kind of seed is he planted in the garden? Let me tell you, there's going to be a fragrance. Has he taught you how to wait? Has he taught you that when you're weary, wait on the Lord? He'll renew your strength. You're going to mount up with wings. Let me tell you, we're not talking about a chicken. We're talking about an eagle. Take your place in the heavenlies. You go in Romans 8 and you're going to see, if God be for me, who can be against me? You're going to see the heir and the joint heir, and enjoy that double portion, because once you enter into it, you know, we talk about suffering with Christ. I don't know who said it, but I know it was the Holy Ghost. I know it was led and empowered by the Holy Spirit. When Jesus died in those last hours, think of the suffering that he went through. And when he said, sleep on. And I thought, you know, that was the last time they should have slept. Because Jesus went in all darkness. His Father had to turn his back on him. But you know, now he says, awake. It is time to awake out of sleep, my people. It's time to wake up, because we're about ready to hear the trumpet. We're about ready to hear him. And I could take you on in Romans, but I know that God is telling me move on, because these are seeds. These are seeds of what? His word. Preach the word. Preach the word. If you think that something's not right, preach the word. If you don't agree, it's not agreeing with what? Your flesh? The spirit. Then seek the Lord about it. Seek the Lord and pray, Lord, try the spirit. Know whether it be of God. Just know. It's not for condemnation. We just read about that. See, you have to put this into practicality. Go over to Numbers 13. Because once you've read Romans and you've read Paul's gospel, he put that truth out there. You know you're going to have battles, right? But first, he didn't tell you that first. He told you who you were, what he already did. He seated you in heavenly places. And then he said, put on the whole armor of God, that you'll be able to stand, having done all to stand. But he wants you to stand against the trickery of the devil. Amen. The devil's the one who's coming in and bringing confusion. The devil is the master of those things, but I don't want to talk about him. I want to talk about the one who overcame the flesh, the world, and the devil. But let me tell you, it's not going to happen overnight. You are going to have this put within you, and the seed begins to grow in the garden. It's going to grow. And then when these things, he's going to teach you, I've learned in whatever state I'm in, to be there with content. Numbers chapter 13. This is when the 12 spies went into Canaan. Now I'm going to jump right over to verse 26. They went and they came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back the word to them. What did they bring back? The word. What are we supposed to be bringing before the congregation? The word. What are we sharing with our children? The word. How do I know him? faith is the victory. He's my victor. I want to tell him, I know you can't, sweetheart. You can by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you. Well, they came back and they brought the word to them and to all the congregation and showed them something, the fruit of the land. Okay, now people remember, they went, they searched it out. Have you searched it? Have you searched? And they came back and they had something to show and they had something to talk about. They showed them the fruit of the land. They showed them the increase. They showed them the reward. They saw these things. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sentest us. And surely, truly, you're right. It does flow with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Look. Nevertheless, why did the people not enter into Canaan? Unbelief. My husband told me, he said, you know, so many people say, well, the devil made me do it. My wife made me do it. My child made me do it. My friend made me do it. You made a choice. We make choices every day. We make choices. He's made a way now that we have a choice. You can take this, or you can take this. Life eternal. Nevertheless, the people, the same ones, strong, they were dwell. They came in, they tell them all about them. It is what it was said to be. But then they come in and say, but the people that were there were strong that dwell in the land. And the cities, they're walled. And they're very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Do you know that they were strong? Do you know what that strong means? They were mighty, they were harsh, they were greedy, and they were prevailing. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. But I think the seed that he planted right here said, I will drive those ites without fail. He's going to drive them out a little bit here and a little. He's going to do it. He wants us to walk with him. Oh, he's shown me lately. You know, we say, my beloved's mine. George is mine. I say that all the time. No, I am his. I'm his. And it's him who is to cherish her. And Jesus has. You are his. He has bought you with a price. You are his. What will he not do for you? He loves you. He's going to protect you. He's going to feed you. He's going to fight. He already fought the battle for you. He's showing himself to you. Because we're seeing him now. We're talking of now. But we're going to see him face to face. Caleb. Now those other people, Caleb was with those people. I believe there's Calebs today. There's a lot of Christians. But I know God showed me. Caleb had another spirit within him. But Caleb and Joshua speaks of Christ. Caleb was a man of faith. And those were the two that came through. Caleb did something. He stilled the people before Moses. And he said, let us go up at once. Did he say, okay, guys, since you're over here saying there's giants in the land and all this bad things, you know what? There's love when you really know about Canaan. He said, let us, come on, let us go up at once. What did he say? Let us go up at once and what else? And possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. He said, come to you when you were a sinner. Come unto me. He has said, come with me, from. He said, come, come, come. Now he's making you an overcomer. He's going to take you over it, and you're going to come with him. And you're going to keep going. You see those steps they were talking about? I had that written down. It was like each step I take. But it was like the staircase, my access. And it was like you took a step, and you took another step. You see, it's a line upon line. It's here a little, there a little. Who has despised the day of small things? We are well able. I love when I hear someone say, we are well able. But do you know why you're able? Because of him. He said you could. He made a way. You're well able. But the men that went up with him said, as soon as he gives them this good news, the men that were with him said, we be not able to go up against this people. Well, as a man thinketh, so he is. He's going to be. But is God going to leave you there? No, because the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And you know what? When he has tried me, I'm going to come forth as gold. Why do you think that you're going to come forth as gold? He knoweth the way. He ordered that step. You see, he's ordered that. There's crisis, there's sickness, there's so many things happening to the saints of God. But I love these words that were shared with me. He entrusted that into my care. He said, here, I know you know who I am. And if you don't, I'm going to increase your faith, that it's faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I couldn't have spoke unless I heard. Rebecca had to have hearing ears first. He gave his bride ears to hear. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. These people say, we're not able to go up against the people. They're stronger than we. They got a whole lot of people on their side. Would you rather have God on your side? Hey, you may be the only one. You know, today, you may be in a group of 10 people. You may be that one. But let me tell you, the nine may say, hey, do it this way. No, we do it what God says. We do what God says. But I have to know what he says because I don't know. That's why he gave the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you into all truth and me. Because when you know the truth, you're going to be free. And they brought up an evil report. What kind of report are we giving? Do you know the good report? I believe the true report. Yeah. We know what's true. Do we know it all? No. Just said that this weekend. Brother, sister and brother, oh, I don't know what their name is. Anyway, they're Christians, all right? Brother and sister Copley, whatever. Anyway, they said we have not even scratched the surface. Well, if they haven't, then I'm going to dig in them their heels because I want to know what more there is. They walked with God. They walked with him, and they allowed him to give them the word of truth, a good report, and they shared it. What have we done with that report? But are we continuing to dig in God's word? They talk about the stature. They say about a great stature. They talk about the giants that are there. But look at verse 33. They saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in whose sight? Not God's sight, in our own sight. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we they in their eyes. When you see yourself like that, that's how they see you. I want them to see the light. I really do. Go to 2 Timothy 4. I promise I'm not going to go on too much longer. In chapter 4, in verse 2, it said, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come. Has it come? When they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap themselves to teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from truth and shall be turned unto fables. Here's what he said to Timothy, and I believe he's saying to us. We want to honor God with all of our substance, but watch thou in all things. Endure the afflictions. Don't try to get out of them. Maybe you had a bad marriage. Maybe you had a bad friend. Maybe you had a bad child. Well, kid, I'm just not going to have nothing to do with you. Oh, I'm glad that's not grace. That isn't grace. My Jesus said, you are my child. God said, you are mine. And Jesus died for you. And I'm not going to, Jesus isn't going to leave you, and he's not going to forsake you. You know what? He said, I've espoused you to one husband. Are you engaged? Are you really? If you're engaged to somebody and you're going to get married, what are you doing right now? You're getting ready for the wedding. Are you getting ready? You're about ready to see your bridegroom. Oh, be ready, people. Take in the word of God. Know when he's trying to rob and steal your time. And take away your true substance. Endure those afflictions. Keep going through. Do the work of an evangelist. You make full proof of thy ministry. And I love these words. He said, for I am now ready. Look at that. Jesus said it. It's time. My departure is at hand. This is it. I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. A good fight, people. That's a fight of faith, believing him for what he said. He started it. He's asked you to be his wife. He just wants you to be faithful. Be faithful with what I've given you, and I'll give you more. Don't you want that garden to keep growing? You know, it's going to keep growing, guys. I can smell the fragrance of different people. And I go, whoo, that smells good. That's because Jesus has wrought a work. He's planted seed, and it's beginning to come up, and it's blossoming. People are fighting today, aren't they? But what do we tell them? If an opportunity, every opportunity that you get, not that you make, that you get, because we got to remember, be led of the Spirit. He will lead, he will make room for your gift. And when those opportunities come, make sure you tell them to fight a good fight. Don't tell them, well, you shouldn't be out there picketing, that's not of God. You know what? I think that God has convicted my heart, I don't know how many times, for little tiny things. You know how he did it? I'll tell you one time, I love this, because Jesus did it. This is how grace works. Oh, he may have used a vessel. Maybe his name was Pastor Dorcia. Maybe I did need correction. But I remember sitting right there. I remember the Lord calling by the Spirit. Now, honey, come on, you know, now. And I was sitting there fidgeting in my seat. Really? But you know what the Lord said to me? Come on, honey. Come on. The Lord spake unto me. You know what I had to do? I hear you, Lord. I hear you. Yes, Lord. To your will and to your way. That's all you got to do, folks. That's it. when you hear his voice, know who it is, and just say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You may suffer, but he suffered by the things. He learned obedience through the things that he suffered. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. What did he say? This man of faith? The one who preached the gospel? He preached the whole council. Because the counsel I get from God says, he knew, he said, henceforth, because I fought a good fight, because I believed what God said, and I came to the end of my course, I went wherever he led me to go, I did what he wanted me to do, because he enabled me to do it. I have kept the faith, and I'm going to get a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. But look again at the love of God. Even at his time of departure, not to me only. He didn't just think he was the one and he was all it. No, not to me only, but to all of you. All them who are loving his appearing. All of you. And he wants us to be ready. As I take this book, I think of the different places in the Bible. And the one in the New Testament where Jesus came. And I thought of the pastor that came in and he forgot his Bible. And it was so cute because the Lord led me to that scripture that said he came into the temple before the congregation and they gave him the book. And he took the book, and he opened it, and he read from the scriptures, and then he closed the book. I'm done.